Coaches Insight programs continue here on Care 93.7. It's now time to talk about the Tigers of ACCHS, and it's going to be brought to you by L&L Construction. The basketball season starts on Friday for the Tigers as they go to Moore Hill Mount Academy. We'll talk about that in just a little bit, but we're joined by the girls' head coach. That is Austin Eckert. Coach, 17 wins, 5 losses a year ago. You enter year 3 at the helm. You've got a great record through 2 years, 33-10, and you have another great roster supported here with some complementary pieces heading into 22 and 23. Just how would you say the overall roster construction is and how it looks going into your third year?
I mean, yeah, all the wins are great, but I mean, that's all the kids. That's nothing. I mean, very small part to me. It's all the kids doing all that work. Year three, I'm very excited about this season. We have a lot of talent. We have a good mix of some younger kids that are stepping up with some talent, and we have a nice group of seniors coming back. I would say, like, I've been coaching here 7 years now. This is the most talent we've had on a roster for sure.
When you look at the Northeast Kansas League, Jackson Heights still kind of reigning supreme right now with 3 straight league titles, and they haven't lost a league contest in a few years. But how would you kind of judge the NEKL as a whole and the challenges that it's going to be night in and night out?
Oh, I mean, you hit it on the head right there. Jackson Heights is at the top of the mountain right now, and we're all fighting that hill trying to kick them off. We haven't been able to do that the past few years, and that's been a little bit of a disappointment, but we're just going to keep grinding, keep working, and hopefully we can do that. The league is going to be better. We have some teams that were really young last year. They bring a lot of people back. Of course, Jackson Heights will be tough. JCN's well coached and has some talent. Overall, I think the league's going to be more competitive, and I'm looking forward to that.
A lot of leaders on your team and so many good pieces as we've kind of touched up on already, but Natalie Nitz in the backcourt, Addison Schletzbaum, there's just so many names we can kind of run through here, but just talk about the key core returning and kind of the expectations you have for a few of these girls.
Yeah, those two girls that you pointed out there, Natalie and Addison, it kind of starts with their leadership and their work ethic. Those are two of the hardest working kids I've been around in my time in sports. We also have Aaliyah Wallace returning in the middle, and she's gonna have to step up and be our force this year. I think at times last year we settled for too many outside shots. We relied on our guard play too much, and I think we need to play through her more. I think she's the best defensive player in the league, and she proves that most nights out. We also have some really good returning role players with Lainey Panel, Jordan Kaplinger, Jenna Pitts, and Emmy Smith. Those are returning seniors as well. Really good leadership there, really good high character kids. And then we also return a freshman from last season. She'll be a sophomore now, and she's going to step into a bigger role this season, Kinsey Bowerly. And she's a kid that has loads of potential, and she just needs to keep working on her mental toughness, keep working on her physical toughness. I think she's in for a big year for sure.
Yeah, so many girls we can talk about, and again, you mentioned Aaliyah Wallace in the post, and she's led the NEKL in blocks the last 3 seasons, also averaging 9 points and 9 rebounds per game a year ago, and you mentioned best defensive player in the league, and she certainly shows it, leading the league in blocks the last few seasons. As you get ready for Moore Hill Mount Academy coming up this week, so it's not easy out of the gate, a rivalry contest early on, and a very familiar opponent with MHMA. What's kind of the expectations going into this one this week?
Oh, we have a very tough start to our schedule, which is awesome. That kind of sets the tone for us all season. We get to see what we're made of. With Moore Hill, that's a team that I mentioned earlier. They were really young last year. They played a lot of young kids, and they return a lot of quality players for them. Coach Noel does a great job. He's a good coach, and they're pretty well prepared every time we play them. I expect it to be a fight game one. They want to win that game. It's a rivalry game. We're going to have to come out and set the tone early and be the aggressor. And I'm really looking forward to seeing these kids compete, because I think they're tired of guarding each other in practice, tired of competing against each other. And they're ready to see an opponent for sure.
ACCHS girls basketball coach Austin Eckert joining us, 17-5 a year ago. A lot of key pieces returning, and the expectations certainly high for the Tigers coming up here in 2022-23. They'll start with Moore Hill Mount Academy coming up on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining us, as always, and looking forward to another year, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good, Brandon.